Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. So now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. I am Madeline Bass, and this is Empowering Your Mind, where we are. I am your host, and so we're with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. Of course, as you can hear, I have the flu, and I'm feeling pretty bad, but you know what? I'm committed, and it goes a lot with what we're going to talk about today, and the topic for today is mind over matter. And matter is what's important to you. That's what we're going to do. So your mind is controlling what matters to you. It's stopping you from reaching that goal. It's keeping you from moving forward. It's causing those fears and doubts to take place. So we need to get our mind and our matter, which is important to us, lined up, synced up. If Christ is important to us, then guess what? Your mind is going to get made up to do that. If your job is important to you and advancing, then your mind is going to be made up to do that. If you're building or growing your church to the next level, your mind is going to be made up to get it done. And so empowering your mind, we focus on your business. And even though we say your ministry, it's operated the same, because no matter what you look at, how we look at it, finances is important. And you can't grow and you can't help anyone if you don't have. So we're here to teach you how to be business owners and as a believer that it is okay to be in business, but we need to handle our businesses like we would handle anything else that God has given to us as a gift. If you have the ability to do certain things, artists who sing or people who dance, acting, you know, all of these are talents and gifts that God has given us. And how you utilize that into generating revenue makes the difference in who you are. And why? Because those individuals have made up their mind that they want to do something different, that they want to be successful, that they're looking for that big next. They're wanting the desires of that big next. So what's your big next? Why do you do what you do? What's important to you? What matters to you? And I've got some things, those of you who are looking online, you'll be able to follow along with me. But those of you who don't, these are some things that I believe will be helpful because I'm going to share it with you out loud. But we're going to skip down to, we're going to skip down to the bullets. But in general, what I've expressed to you at the top, you know, is something great. And we have a boot camp that's going to take place January the 17th, 2016. And if you're wanting to be a part of that, just email me at soulrealwithmadeline@gmail.com, and then I'll be able to forward you the information. In your subject, put Master Class Bootcamp Training. Master Class Bootcamp Training. So that I can know that that is what you're looking for and information you need, so that I don't send you something that you don't want, and we don't want you to unsubscribe us or not follow us because we're sending you information that's not relevant to you, which is going to be part of our training. So we're going to move down to our bullets, and the mastery training is going to help you to transform your business, your ministry, by first getting you in order. Your business cannot explode until you know what you're doing. Your business, your church, your ministry, people, we don't want to sit in front of a minister evangelizing to us or teaching us if we're following the word and we know that they don't know what they're talking about. We know that they haven't prepared. As ministry leaders, pastors, we have to have our ducks in a row. We have references that we want to give out to our people. If you have a leadership meeting, you pass out papers. You give out questionnaires. You try to find out what it is that they desire or what is their vision or mission as well for the ministry. Even though the pastor is the one that put you there, God gave you that desire, that passion for it. So therefore, you have to work with the pastor in order to fulfill that overall vision that God has given to the pastor for the church as a whole. So even in a business, we have to keep that same mindset. So your business, your organization is what's going to thrive. It's going to grow because you're going to be educated. You're going to know what you're doing. You're going to know what you're talking about. And if you can't give them an answer, you will know either how to direct them or you will get the answer and get back with them. These are some things that I just believe that will maximize you to the capacity that you want to be. People, a lot of us talk about how successful we want to be millionaires, and your mind is not ready for that situation. Your mind is not ready. It matters to you, but your mindset can't handle that level of success simply because you can't manage the loop. Do you tithe? Do you plant seeds? Do you grow in your church as a ministry? Are you growing? Are you willing to invest in some of the other kids or another ministry planting, sowing, and seeds? A lot of people don't agree with that, but that's where that is. We have to grow the kingdom because he says to seek ye first the kingdom of God, then all of the other things will come. So once we get our heart and our mind made up that we're going to put him first before everything else because he's what matters first. And a lot of times, and this is just my opinion, this is the order of what matters to a lot of people. And these are the five things that I believe this is how it goes. I believe that money is first. I believe their family is second. I believe the career and jobs are third, even though it's part of money, but some people enjoy their work so much that they put it over their friends and family. Then there's spirituality, and then there's their friends. So I believe that that's the list of what matters to most individuals because they're trying to get paid. They're looking for ways to get paid, and some are looking for shortcuts. But I'm telling you, people, fast money is never good money. That's just the way I feel about it. If you don't have to work hard for it, then you're going to run into some problems. Even people who are inherited or get an inheritance of a big organization or whatever, you've got to know what you're doing, and you've got to be willing to work to keep it. Because so if you don't know what you're doing when whoever passes or wills it to you, if you don't know what you're doing, it's going to leave you really fast. So that money, it's important. So kids, even if you're grown people and you've got parents who have businesses or organizations or even churches, you know, the son is looking to get the big church because his daddy or is the evangelist, you know, his parents are over this mega church and they feel like they should be next in line. Well, guess what? Sometimes that doesn't happen. Why? Because you're not ready. You're not prepared. So that's not an easy slot. And when you get in it, even if you do, are you really prepared to take on that magnitude of ministry? Or are you in that me, my, I, and that's not going to be good either? If you put money first over a ministry, you're going to have a problem because a lot of people will feel like, you know, all he talks about or she talks about, they get at that pulpit and they want money for this, money for that. But where's the money going that I put in? Well, ladies and gentlemen, planting seeds, and you can't worry about what happens after it leaves your hand. If you believe God has put it in your heart to plant to that particular ministry or that organization, I believe that's where it'll go. If you believe in your heart. Because a lot of times with homeless people, let's use them for example, we have people standing on the corner, we'll work for food, or I'm homeless, help me out, whatever, whatever. Whatever God puts on your heart to give that person, then you give that person. And then don't walk away saying, well, what they do with it is not between me and God, that's between them and God. Because then your motive in giving it to them is not pure. You have to have a pure heart in order to talk with God. We have to clean our minds of any negativity or any hardships that we may have over someone else or even our lives. So don't utilize excuses or cliches to minimize what it is that God is trying to bless someone else with, okay? So let's move to the first bullet. The first bullet is maximizing your compensation plan by learning ways to generate income. So whenever you're going into a business or even a ministry, but we're going to focus on businesses today because we're moving into 2016. Throughout the year, I've been giving you nuggets in order to get yourself prepared. So we should be at the place now where we're ready to move forward, and that's where the boot camp in January comes in. Okay, so we want to be able to get our minds ready to maximize your compensation. The only way you're going to maximize that, people, is learn how the money is made. If you don't know how to get the money in that business, say, for instance, you have an upline and that person is really excited and the upline is the person who asked you to join the business or sponsored you, so to speak. It's just different terms for each business, no matter what it is, ladies and gentlemen. It could be their rap, it could be Avid Energy, it could be, well, I do Five Links, it could be Mary Kay, it could be a lot of things, it could be anything. But the person that brought you into that business or organization, something can happen to that person. Whether they drop off themselves, they quit and go to something else, they get sick or die, you know, death has no preference. I mean, you just never know why God has placed you wherever he's placed you, put you there to make a difference. So maximize your compensation and see if your desire is to help someone else, make up your mind to matter. Make up your mind to make that difference. Make up your mind to say, okay, God, this is the purpose, this is the vision you've given me. I know you've given me the tools because he says that if he gives you an assignment, he will equip you. But, people, we have to learn, even if it's through a bad experience. You'll know next time what to do or not to do. So as you've grown, and even in me being in business, I've been in my own home business for now 4 years, and I've learned what to do and what not to do, because immediately in, my upline left. Immediately in, I had to jump in and learn how to take care of my own business, because that's your business. And maximizing your compensation, figuring it out, knowing the ways to make that money, then that I knew how to stabilize my business. That's just like when you go to a job. What do you ask them? First thing out your mouth is, how much do I get paid? Is there overtime ability? Do you have shift differential? Do we get annual or seasonal bonuses? Those are some things that people ask, folks who are not afraid. You know, but a lot of us get in that job mentality, and all we want is a job. But a lot of us who are business career-minded, we're going to know, okay, is this going to really benefit my family? You know, what kind of commute do I have to make? What kind of expenses do I have to deal with when me getting home with my family? Do I have to get something to eat and bring it home because I'm getting off late? You know, will I have time to pick up Becky Lou and Lil John John from football practice and dance recitals? Or, you know, can I participate in their activities doing this job? Will it benefit my family? As mothers, these are some things that I believe you should take into consideration, because your family is right there. Yes, we all need money, and I understand that, but a lot of times we put that money before our family. We will put that dollar bill before the responsibilities of our household, and that's how a lot of us get caught up in getting ourselves in financial binds. So you have to be able to look at your family, how is it going to benefit, what is it going to take from, but also what is it going to bring to. So looking at your compensation, how do you maximize that? You know, being your own customer, gathering customers, team building, having an event, products and selling. You know, a lot of home-based businesses are about pushing products. Mary Kay is about makeup, you know, your skincare. They've got all types of things for women and some things for guys. They're moving into that area. But not everyone wears makeup, and not everyone can wear Avon or Clinique or, you know, whatever the other makeup lines are. Everyone can't wear those things, so that will be your market. So you have to know how to maximize your compensation, what works for you. What entry level do you need to move in, and what do you need to focus on in order to generate the income that you need to not just fund your business but benefit your family? Next, we're going to talk about how to help your partners get the most out of their businesses or ministry, which is basically with number one. We're just bumping back up. Once you learn down the line, everything reflects to what you previously learned. People, even your bad experiences. Don't allow your bad experiences to keep you from moving forward. If I'd ever done that, I would never be in the position I'm in. When I was struck with this nerve disorder, I could have just quit. I could have just said, you know what, Lord, just put me in a little rehab center or a halfway house. You know, I'm not going to learn how to walk again. I'm not going to learn how to talk again. You know, I lost my job. You know, I thought that my businesses were going to be gone. And this has been such a journey of blessings on so many levels. And I would have never done this blog had I not gotten sick. That's just the truth. I'm not an upfront person. Those who know me, I was happy singing in the choir and helping with women's ministry, buying my cake and, you know, maybe baking a cake and or some green beans for the church anniversary and working with my dancers. I was good with that and working my three jobs. I was good with that. But God had more in me, and he knew there was more in me, but I wouldn't be still long enough to get it done. There was no way in my mind that I felt like the things that mattered, which was God and the vision and purpose that he has planned for me, I was saying it, but my mind wasn't made up to do it. God puts you through events and situations and circumstances over your life for you to minister to other people, to teach and talk to other people, not take those experiences and just continue to pour the negativity off on other people. If somebody did you wrong, okay, forgive them and move forward. God says to forgive and forget. We have to forgive not just for the other person, but for ourselves. God says that we have to forgive. You cannot walk around holding grudges, being mad, you know, trying to pay them back. Vengeance is the Lord. It's his. It's not ours. He says it's mine. That's what he said. I didn't say it. He said So next we're going to generate immediate and duplicatable success. So make sure that what you're doing, like I said, you've learned from your mistakes and you now have that team that you've always dreamed about or desired. Now you're going to teach your team to do the same thing. So it's going to be an easy success duplicate. You can't teach someone if your mind is one place and you're up 2-3 levels and they just came into the business or organization. Like I said, we're talking business today. And then even if you just got hired, you know, we have managers on a job. And the manager of Walmart, I'm going to use Walmart because this is my daughter. She works at Walmart. So even she's now an assistant manager at Walmart in Tyler. So she could not have been able to work that position had she not gotten the skill starting at ground zero as a cashier. She was a cashier. Then she ended up pushing buggies out in the front. She was just mad. I don't feel like I got to push these buggies. This is not my job, and I shouldn't have to do this. But because I taught her, whatever is given to you in a job, take it, because you don't know what's going to be used later. So she would go push the buggies, and she learned new and easy ways. She went to the cash office. Then she got promoted to a customer service manager, and she worked customer service manager, and she started. They were working her for all of the sales. You know, she was handling it. You know, she could get it all done. She worked deposits. She worked layaway. But she got all of those different experiences in those different departments. Why? Because God had a plan to put her somewhere in leadership. So, people, when you get into that position of leadership, be ready to keep learning, first of all, because you just very well made someone on your team that business knows a little bit more than you do. Maybe they know how to work social media. Maybe they know how to generate leads and all this other technology that goes with being a network marketer, but they still don't know how to do the business. So it's going to be duplicatable if you just tell them, you know, welcome, find out who they are, get to know who they are, and see where they are so that you can know what direction to help them in. But the only way to do that is if you know every area of your compensation. It all rolls back up. Next is to help your new partners reach their goals, which what we just said, find out what it is that they want. So find out what matters to them so that you can get their mindset focused on the next thing is attracting the caliber of people that they want, even that you want. You want people who are driven, self-motivated, home-based businesses, people. I'm telling you, you cannot get to the place where after 3-5 years you're still holding the hands of people who came in with you. 3 or 5 years, they're counting on you to do everything for them. Your business, you will wear yourself out. You have to get to the place where you find individuals and find out what their strong points are and then put them in those areas so that they can grow their businesses where they are, but challenge them with new things. You have to be able to duplicate that success. And the only way that you can do that is to find out their weaknesses and their strengths, because their weaknesses can kill their business and yours. So find out, even their strengths can do the same thing. It can build your business or it can tear it down, because some people will talk too much. Some people don't know how to keep their feelings in check. You know, if they get mad at an upline or downline, they're telling all their business. You know, we can't get to that place. We have to trust that this is my business, this is how I'm going to organize it, God gave it to me, so now we're going to move forward. So be able to attract the caliber of people that you want. So if you want God bless walking, talking people, then be that. If you want a professional network marketers, be that. You will attract who you are. That is so true. The law of attraction, that is so, so true. So if you're walking around and you're feelings and woe is me, guess what kind of people you're going to attract? The same type of people. So if you have people who have a mindset made up to that they matter, that whatever situation they're in, God put me in it, then those will be the types of individuals that you will attract. That's the caliber of people. And guess what? It will increase simply because as you grow, your caliber, your group, your circle will increase. And then you will meet people who know people that can take you to that next level, and as a team, you can keep moving forward. So you always have to give back. It comes to that. Even in ministry, it comes back. You've got to give back. You can't expect to always receive. It's better to give than to receive. Yes, we like to get. Everybody likes to get. I don't care if it's an ink pen or a T-shirt. Everybody likes something, and everybody likes free. But everything free does not have what you need. The only thing that gives you what you need that's free, that's profitable, if you push it, is salvation. Salvation is free, but I tell people the lifestyle calls for sacrifice, and it's a sacrifice of you. So even in your businesses, if you're seeking Christ first, if you're seeking me first, the kingdom, then all the other things will come. So what type of people are you attracting? What caliber of people are you attracting? Next is maximizing your minimum with your influence of who do you know. Don't think that you don't know anyone. Don't think that you can't do your business. Don't think that you don't have the ability that no one wants to hear. It goes all the way back up. Learn your business. That way when you start generating and talking to businesses and churches or ministries about funding you, helping you, or supporting you, people, there's different levels of compensations for your business. You have people who, they may not want to do your business, but they'll donate a certain amount of money to your ministry, to your cause, even to your business. Say, look, I don't want to, but, you know, what do you have? You got products and services. Okay, I can use this, this, and this. Let's get me started. I'll give you a year. People, that's a customer that's going to generate your residual, what they call residual income or commission. That's going to cause that revenue to come back into your pocket. They made the investment, but it was from a service or product that you had. They don't have to do the business. Everybody is not called to be network marketers. There are a lot of people out there who are doing what they love, but it's not generating the income that they need, but they haven't made up their mind to generate another stream of income because they want to give their all to that one thing. People, you cannot do it. Income-wise, you've got to have a backup. You have got to have a backup plan because things happen, and I'm a witness of that. I lost all three of my jobs. The only thing I had when I did get up and walk around, they promised me, you know, when you get up and got your job, it's going to be there for you, and I lost them all. So, and then the process came to where eventually I had no income. Then they denied my disability. People, all I have now is network marketing. All I have now to generate revenue is to use what God has put in me to start. I wrote a book. I've got other books coming out. I've got those written. I just need to process and edit them. But it costs money to publish. People, if you're going to do it right, that self-publish is one thing. But if you want it done right with the promotion so that the book can be a complete success, you've got to get a publicist. That's just like people who are artists. They have managers. Football agents, you know, they have someone that handles that for them. They promote them. That's their job. But people, you are that person in the beginning if you are an unknown. You don't have your mama not Janet Jackson. Well, you know, I don't know if she has any kids or anything, but your daddy's not Michael Jackson or Prince or Beyonce. You know, you don't have that that foot in. Your best friend's not Oprah or Tyler Perry, you know, people who already have their foot in, Denzel Washington. You know, naming people that you know, because we will support everything that they do. Anything they put out, we buying it, even Patty and her pie. I'm pretty sure you got a Aunt May May or Uncle Joe Bob that could probably throw a sweet potato pie together that tastes even more awesome. But you will go buy a pie from Patty LaBelle at Walmart instead of going and buying the stuff to give it to Uncle Bobo and let him bake you a pie. He probably will do it for free. All it will cost you is what you need to make the pie. Come on, people. We got everything. Entrepreneurship, we need to look at it from a different perspective. We need to be able to maximize your minimum. Who are you influencing? What ideas do you have that can grow you and your business, your idea, your purpose, your plan, your dreams? It has to be nurtured. It has to be nurtured. And then properly edify your leaders, people who have around you, they're training you, they're teaching you, you know, edify them, you know, give them their props. They're the ones that are going to be helping you and supporting you, dropping what they're doing to give you that undivided attention. People, edify them properly. Don't say, this is my homeboy, this is my dog, you know. No, this is such and so-and-so. Give them their name, you know, so they can know. And if they want to Google them to find out about them, they're able to do that. Last but not least, develop your 7-day plan to success. Get your own. Follow the system that the businesses, that they all have a plan for you. All of them. They have a plan for you to follow. And if you look at them all, I promise you, I've looked at several. That system is the same. It's the same. They want you to generate customers. They want you to be your own customer. They want you to learn the business. They want you to get partners. They want you to continue to grow partners and help them get customers. It's the same. And then repeat the process. You know, make your list, your warm and cold market. People, that warm market is to get your feelings out the way. You got friends and family, they're going to tell you no, they're not going to support you. Get them out the way. Who knows, you might get one or two out the deal. So develop your own 7-day system, but get with your upline to do that. So these are the things that I just believe will be helpful for you, and I hope that it's been a blessing to you as well as myself, because come 2016, I'm working now still. It's not too late to start. Not too early to start. Get your new year started now. Find your system. Get your plan going. So when 2016 comes in, January the 2nd, so y'all know y'all going to party the 1st, January 2nd, you hit the ground running. So make sure your mind is ready for what matters to you. What matters to you, then create the mindset to get it done. I'm Madeline Bass. This is Empowering Your Mind, and we want mind over matter every single time. Have a great evening, and God bless you all.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be.